Toward a Unified Explanation for the Three-Part Structure of Solar Coronal Mass Ejections, by Hongqiang Song et al. Coronal mass ejections, CMEs, are associated with the eruption of magnetic flux ropes, MFRs, which usually appear as hot channels in active regions and coronal cavities in quiet sun regions. CMEs often exhibit the classical three-part structure in the lower corona when imaged with white light coronagraphs, including the bright front, dark cavity, and bright core. The bright core and dark cavity have been regarded as the erupted prominence and MFR, respectively, for several decades. However, recent studies clearly demonstrated that both the prominence and hot channel MFR can be observed as the CMI core. The current research presents a three-part CMI resulted from the eruption of a coronal prominence cavity on 2010 October 7 with observations from two vantage perspectives, i.e., edge-on from the Earth and face-on from the Solar Terrestrial Relations Observatory, STEREO. Our observations illustrates two important results. 1. For the first time, the erupting coronal cavity is recorded as a channel-like structure in the extreme ultraviolet passband, analogous to the hot channel morphology, and is dubbed as warm channel. 2. Both the prominence and warm channel MFR, coronal cavity, in the extreme ultraviolet passbands evolve into the CMI core in the white light coronagraphs of. The results support that we are walking toward a unified explanation for the three-part structure of CMEs, in which both prominences and MFRs, hot or warm channels, are responsible for the bright core. This was Toward a Unified Explanation for the Three-Part Structure of Solar Coronal Mass Ejections, by Hongqiang Song et al.